don't know anything about that. Anyway. Oh. Somebody else going through that period. All my kids are through it. Thank you, Father.
Actually, our kids didn't have very much teen angst at all compared to most teenagers.
Well, it's because they weren't teenagers yet. They didn't be teenagers until they were older. And when all the stuff you're supposed to be angsty about was already in the past. I think she was perpetually 13-ish for just being, you know, thought all that stuff was silly. And you go, yeah, everybody then, when they're 12 or 13 thinks that stuff is silly.
But then she went to China.
Yeah.
When she came back, she was past those teenagers.
Oh, I think
it's
she
like
never
she grew,
had a...
I think she grew up overnight.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad thing at all, I think. I don't know. Who am I to say? As the font of brokenness from which our children spring, I really have nothing to say except I apologize. Mary Kay, do tear, boy, it's got like three major business models on one car. I guess you gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta double and triple up, right? Okay. Well, go entrepreneurial spirit.
Is every time I've had a Mary Kay makeover, my face looks like it's been a tanning machine and the rest of my body is not.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
You know, oh, I sell Mary Kay. I'll do a free facial for you. It's like, okay. And then by the time I'm done, it's like, ew.
This is not me.
Remember that time that we were in the mall and I did the mineral?
Listening to the recording. Ha! Good luck being able to find it.
Oh my gosh, you're recording? Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
Why? By what? What you said?
Yes.
Oh no, it's okay. It's life. We're on our way to Amarillo to get Sam set apart as a service missionary. He's an awesome dude. Elder Nemro.
Woo! Yeah. So, he's a new friend of the elder.
He's the hoot of my woo.
Hey, Matt. The companion he's going to end up using the most is you.
What? No.
See? So he's probably going to be on his own a lot because you're really kind of resistant to this.
Unless it's commodities. He'll go to commodities.
Yeah, he'll go to commodities. I think mostly because he gets out of the end. Yeah. Which is fine, I suppose.
Lunch when we get to Amarillo, and I'm going to have Matt wait for it since he's been
after we got done with all
this
stuff.
I know, that's what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Yeah, is this another celebratory thing? We've been celebrating a lot, but where there's not much to celebrate after this.
I know.
Except marriages
and
such.
How often do we get to celebrate anything?
I know, so that's great. Let's use his money, man. Poor Matt is going to get lost.
This is Matt's contribution to Sam.
There you go. There you go. Although I think when they do the commodities, I think Matt will keep paying for that, too. You do? Oh. You go on the interstate, you don't take the back road?
No, it takes longer.
It's true.
It's true. And that's why.
Okay.
The day that I was sick and I came home, I used that road because I had to pull over and have a diarrhea. Oh, God, I'm talking about
what? It's fine.
Diarrhea.
Lisa, nobody. This thing goes on the Gopher server.
And nobody listens.
No, it just isn't readily available.
Okay.
So
anyway,
it's totally safe. This is mostly for posterity.
I took the back road just because I had to stop for the diarrhea explosion.
Right.
I could find a place that I could kind of hide to do it. But luckily, I had had one just before I left, and so I made it home before I had another one, so it was all good.
Okay.
But it took me longer.
Sure. Well, I could tell you stories of my problems because, I'm in interesting circumstances.
You've been with me when I've had problems out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. I understand. I just don't want you to feel lonely in your troubles. I have my troubles, too. Even though, I tell you, when I'm at the crash site. It's always between the crash site and someplace else where I have a problem. Anyway. But it's been over a month since I emptied it. Because I just haven't been going to the bathroom out there. Now, who is this? Carlos F. Grieta on the back of this? Is this some child that passed before his time and whatever? It looks like a kid. It's like, dude, you should never let kid get on social media. Social media is not decent for anybody. One reason why I'm still on is because my responsibilities require it.
Apparently, there's some kind of dictionary that you go on online that has all the definitions of all the weird things that are like on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
I was telling you yesterday.
Sure.
And she goes, Jen was like, you better study because at the end of the year I'm testing you on all these.
What?
What?
I have absolutely no interest in having anything to do with this crap.
She goes, you need to know this stuff so that when you hear it, you can come and let me know what's going on.
Oh my gosh.
I said, I work for the
Why should it be
kids?
You? Why don't you get one of those 25-year-old teachers that actually enjoys this crap?
Yeah, like Heather. Oh my God. I mean, not Heather. Brittany.
Yeah, whoever.
Oh my gosh.
Says almost everybody would be better at this than you.
This boy.
Oh, it's probably because they probably wouldn't say anything.
Brittany drives Miss Boyd crazy because every time she sees Brittany, she's on her phone.
Well,
it's like, get off your freaking phone, you're a teacher. Teach your kids. Of course, she's the PE teacher and she does the swimming and the stuff like that. But, during the recess and the PE and the cafeteria and stuff, she's on her phone. And it drives Miss Boyd crazy. And then on Wednesdays, they're having something like LCPs or PLCs or I don't know what they are. Anyway.
Something about teachers is happening.
Yes.
A big certification thing or something.
So, out on the recess playground, it's just Brittany and me. And she's always looking at her phone. So, it's up to me to make sure that nobody's getting hurt or there's no fights.
Lay down the law.
Yeah.
Well.
Miss Boyd laid down some rules with her first day at PE. She goes, what are the rules?
I remember that.
I don't know. She goes, if
Yeah, she's pretty much a drill sergeant.
Luckily, she's not out there every day, so it's okay. The kids play with and do what they want to do when she's not out there. But when she's out there, they know and they keep the rules. It's kind of like our school, you know? We have all these stupid COVID rules. We don't keep them unless some authority figure comes into the school and everybody scrambles to get their masks on and keeps their social distancing and washing their hands and using all the...
ascertain that you are pretty close to Texas. Okay. Alright, there you go. So.
Because it was my
much at this point, I'd have to say it's a foregone conclusion. She's not going to.
I mean, people call him Norman the Mormon because, you know, his first name was Norman.
Yeah.
I call him Norm the Worm.
Norm the Worm.
Well, he was a jerk. And I went with him anyway, and, yeah. You know, I was intending to pay for us to go out and eat, but he said, oh no, tomorrow's Fast Sunday. I'm fasting. We're not doing that.
Straight shooter.
You can't fast another day.
Yeah, it's more convenient to life.
Oh my gosh, Becky. Make my seat from as miserable as possible just because you really don't want to be here. It's not fun. But I did get to see Mark, whatever his name was, I don't remember. And when he was, I remember in eighth grade, because you know, after ninth grade, we split up, you know, it was chapter.
Right.
And he was the shortest guy in class, and he had really bad acne, and he had these really thick Coke bottle glasses, and buck teeth, and...
Yeah.
And...
Fixed all that garbage.
Oh my gosh, I saw him for the first time.
Cleaned up pretty good, huh?
He had grown, he was over 6 foot, his complexion had cleared up, he had had orthodontia, so his teeth were straight, white, gorgeous. And he had contacts. Oh my gosh, I didn't know who he was. And Sharon Montgomery said, well, that's Mark. I said, Mark who? And you're thinking it was some guy that had moved in near where she lived and he went to West Jeff. And then she told me his last name, which I forget now. And I was like, what? That's... I was so amazed by his metamorphosis.
Yeah?
It was really... It's like something you would see in some magazine or something.
Uh-huh. Before and after pictures.
Yes. It was like, wow.
Look at the transformation.
That really can happen in real life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't because he went to some spa or some, you know, whatever.
Just handled
kind
the most.
Took care of itself. Orthodontia, you went to somebody for that. But everything else.
But nothing out of the ordinary.
You know,
everybody
and
does.
Contacts instead of glasses.
Right.
Yeah, but everything else just straightened out. So he grew up, his face cleared up on its own. You know? I thought it was hilarious. Anyway. We couldn't share that with Norm because he had no clue what Mark was like beforehand.
Kind of guy you'd want to be sharing that with anyway. It's like, I don't want to start conversations with you.
Anyway.
So what made you think of that?
I don't know. It just kind of popped in my head.
Well, no.
Because
no,
I was talking about missing prom.
Yeah.
Those homeschool kids. And me going to prom.
I don't know that any of them missed a prom. Maybe they did their... I've heard homeschool type prom things. Yeah. It's usually in big cities, but it sounded like these weren't people that were stuck out in the fringes too much.
Excuse me. So, anyway. Yeah. I don't look back with fond memories on my senior prom, so it's like, they didn't miss anything. With me, and she got mad at him for going with me.
acid curls. Haven't figured
we
out.
We danced every dance. I had such a great time. Terry was our chauffeur.
Taking the trolley. dance. That would have been interesting.
Oh, but it was for a school dance.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't want to dance. He didn't like dancing. It's like,
why are we even here?
I know. Why did you say yes? Why would you want to go to a dance?
I don't know.
You know.
as
I
her guy
which is
persona.
Why, which is why I think this was before any of this happened. We were still a little fuzzy. This is why when things started going fuzzy, I thought she would say that she was
a lesbian.
But that's not.
That's kind of what I was figuring.
Yeah.
I wasn't figuring she was wanting to change her whole thing.
So.
Because she always told me that she had the hots for guys.
Yes, I know. Look at Casper. That was her first crush. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah. Anyway. Okay. Whatever. Conversation somewhere.
No.
No? Nothing else?
Nothing.
Didn't think.
I was only catching snippets because I was also counting and putting stuff in the bags. So I wasn't putting 100% into listening.
I understand. Oh, pardon me. I shouldn't be tired. That Facebook tied to it. Oh yeah, it's going to be making noise all the time.
Yes, I do.
Oh, well that's a mistake, I feel like. But I'm your husband. I'm not here to tell you your troubles. No, it's just a lot of this 12-year-old Michelle girl. I have to wait. It constantly tells me to wait.
I just swipe it and put in my number.
It constantly tells me I have to wait. I can't sit there and not wait. It forces it. I don't mean to be rude at all. I love you. I'm just telling you what's happening to me. You can tell me all day long, we'll just do this. And you go, I can't do this. I've got to wait. Pardon me. I apologize. I love you, Green. Stephanie, still no power.
Oh, poor guys.
Yeah.
It's got to be hot, like in this world down there.
Everybody in the universe is responding to it, including Alejandra. I don't know Alejandra even knew her. Die. Walmart Supercenter. It knows where you go, so it wants you to rate things that you've gone to. Check your weekly report. Digital well-being. Oh my gosh, what are you getting sucked into?
Are you looking at all my stuff so that I don't know whether I read it or not?
I apologize. I'm sorry.
It's like...
I need to just...
Did Jay look at that, or did I look at that? Now I have to look through everything to make sure.
Sorry. No, I just looked at one thing. Stephanie said she had no electricity still. Yep, you're just a darn busy person, Lane. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, there's one that I would like to unsubscribe, but I can't figure out how to do it. Because it goes down to the bottom, and there's no unsubscribe there. Because everything that he sends me is interesting, but then at the end there's some kind of product that he wants you to buy. He's like, no, I am not buying any product. So it's like, no, I just want to subscribe. I don't even care.
I see.
It's like some salesman knocking on my door constantly. Go away.
Absolutely. Well, I can try to help you with stuff like that. But you know, I get frustrated. I don't like that stuff. I apologize for that. I try to be helpful, but I get frustrated so easily. That's why I kind of liked it when you didn't. Have that kind of stuff. It was less to be frustrated about. Well, now the gas prices are getting better. Okay. Feeling better. That's okay, Lisa. If this is important stuff to you, just keep on keeping on. I'm here to serve you, although I can't say my service is terribly pleasant. I apologize.
That was it?
Perhaps so. No, it still says we're on work ahead. Kazakhstan has a huge area that's this climate. Well, I got the impression that when I brought it up that you weren't hip on exploring the possibility. So that was easy. Seemed like they're just making a terrible mess. Maybe that's the leftovers of them fixing the road. I love you. be surprised, boys. If mom kicks the bucket at some point, don't be surprised if I disappear. I guess I'd have to, huh?
Yeah.
There it is. Well, I don't know what I'll do. He's such a grumbly guy in the first place. It's tricky. I don't know what to do. Well, we'll see what happens. I'm here to serve. Recycle them. They're made out of some weird material that cannot be recycled. So you can't sell them off to some salvage place because they don't want them. I said, I think those are worth Zippo to me. Like several million dollars, where they used to sell for like, you know, $5,000. And so it was the whole thing of, well, so do you think these would kind of go the same way once people figured them out? Turning them into something a little more interesting. Lumber prices have fallen back down again.
Well, that's good. Well, good. Maybe I'll be able to build a house for reasonable prices.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, since apparently nobody can buy one. Who is that?
Who said you can't buy a house?
Oh, no. gone up appreciably.
Yeah, housing prices.
Who said you can't buy a house?
Apparently, everyone is convinced that you can't buy a decent house anymore because the prices are so high.
Yeah, so young people can't buy anymore because it's just too hard.
You might as well just build your own.
Well, you could do something like the house next door, you know, across the street from us, that nobody's been in for the past 2 years. And
squatter's rights?
That's kind of half a joke for me. I still think it'd be cheaper to go that way with that kind of this shape thing. That was only going to cost like $10,000 for the shell of it, for the size that we were going to do. And that could be a two-story outfit, man. Think of the wonderful storage possibilities there, Lee. Now that all of the stuff in storage is destroyed, you might as well get good storage in. Thinking about that one, because that's a pretty, we could probably get that one done. But I don't think it's going to happen right now. Boys want to do it.
Do what?
Put a little casita-like place in the backyard.
What is a casita?
Oh, you've never seen Grammy's place. It's a mother-in-law house.
It's where, is it a little cottage where you can shove the mother-in-law?
Yeah. Sort of, yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's like putting the unmarried daughter in the garage or the red-headed stepchild in the Ilias.
Oh my gosh. I suppose so.
And we're positive that Shayna isn't a red-headed stepchild.
No.
You know?
She's our child. Get her in the sun enough.
Yeah, so
your hair blue.
Weird colors, yeah.
Yeah, and you're sure that she isn't the right-headed stepchild?
No. Oh, you mean conceptually? I think she wants to be. And she wants to be able to say, oh, look at how terrible my life is. And it's like, oh, get it correct. Your life would be just fine if you weren't screwing it up so bad. That's kind of the concept, yeah, that would be a place for kids that are coming back and needing something because something went badly or whatever. mostly a Matt place. Get Matt out of Mom's house. Could that be a little more independent? But we're still thinking about it. It's a lot of money to shove into this kind of a project. It's not completely necessary. Personally, and you don't seem to appreciate it.
Not that kind of art. To me, it's kind of like when I was taking that class and Matt joined me, and the kids were drawing Pokemon characters. It's like, I'm sorry, that is not art.
You know, technically, though,
it's an art form, but to me, that is not art. It's pathetic, it's childish.
Talking about Pokemon?
Yes, a 5-year-old can draw Pokemon.
Upending the front ends of five Cadillacs into the ground.
She would give, you know, we would get the criteria. Uh-huh. You have to use your primary colors and your tertiary, binary colors and tertiary colors. And you need to have, you know, these angles. And they would draw a Pokemon! And it's like, how is that meeting the criteria?
Was it these right colors?
There wasn't! I hate driving in these things.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're in Will's cattle chutes.
I know! That's what it kind of feels like, huh?
Oh. Oh, look at that Sam's Club thing, Lee. You want to come back to this one? 260?
Ooh.
That's pretty good. You have Sam's Club card still?
Yes, I do.
Well, you got to take advantage of that.
You think they would have cupcakes? I could just buy some cupcakes. Wouldn't have to make them.
You can do whatever you want, Lee. You can do whatever you want. And those are full of preservatives, so you don't even have to get involved. So I
know,
say
right?
Do it. The kids will like them just the same. I've never known kids to get too picky about this stuff.
Well, it's supposed to be 65 on the
tube. This week. We're going to Bell Street?
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. Yeah, we'll just hit Sam's Club on the way out. I think. Most of the places to eat are right here, Sam. If you haven't been looking, I guess you didn't look. You missed the most of them. They're back there further. There's Golden Corral, but don't do that to your mother.
I will.
There's Outback over here, and there's Hofbräu Steaks, which is okay. I'd say it's about middle of the road. And there's China Star, the big Chinese buffet restaurant. I don't know how it's doing at this point. Want to get over in the left lane. It's on the left side. I apologize.
But there's a policeman right there on a motorcycle that can pass me. And then I'll be over. I'm assuming he's a policeman.
He's wearing some kind of cape. Says policeman all over him.
Okay, I don't know where it's at. All I know is it's on the left-hand side, and it's on Bell Street.
Yep. So, you're in good shape. It's a while yet.
Yes, I know.
I think.
I know. It's further down than I thought it was going to be the first time I went. I was like, where the heck is this? Did I pass it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he just shoot. Like,
is
he
just bored, or?
Trying to see around this corner.
He seems to be swinging wider and wider. Hey, there's one of his buddies.
You're just...
Maybe not. Okay.
Drunk.
Drunk. Great drunk
policeman. Well, he's driving like he's drunk.
Who's going to pull him over? Ain't going to be me.
His buddy? I doubt it.
El Bracero Mexican Grill. Of something or other. They got all kinds of stuff around here.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's gotta be hot having that sun baking on that black clothing and having it just
police gang war. Maybe this guy belongs to a different gang. They're gonna go after each other. I don't know.
All the different police gangs gotta stick together against all the peoples.
Oh yes? All the peoples?
All the people who want to defund them, you know? You can mess a whole lot with the police gangs, but you mess with their money. Oh boy.
How many cupcakes do you need?
I don't know.
How many kids are there? 24 will do it?
I'm hoping so.
Okay. Surely so. One a piece, and then maybe some pictures. Troubles. I have to pull those out and stick them in the break room or something so the teachers can eat.
Okay, so...
Amarillo High School.
I don't know what
name
they're on.
I don't know if they were the Sandys. I kind of remember that vaguely. We used to compete with them in cross country. It could have been the Sandys. Which I don't get. Yeah, the Sandy Drive. So, yeah, I don't know what Sandy's is supposed to stand for. Lots of Sandy. I didn't know it had any more Sandy anyplace else did.
Maybe the Dust Devils are what they call Sandy's.
Oh. That sounds good. I like that. Hey, do I like you? Do you see some UTVs, man?
Yeah.
Where?
Right.
Oh, they're over there. Oh, I see.
When you guys see the chapel, please let me know.
It's kind of a, almost a black church building. But it looks like an LDS church building. They just did it in this black brick. Wow. Or a really dark brown. No, I think it was meant to be that color.
45
miles. Woohoo! Not this Bell Avenue Baptist Church one. It may be the next one over.
Yeah, I
know.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm trying to see. Is that it?
I think it is.
So I should get over.
No, you don't turn here.
I turn there.
Yeah, don't turn here. As far as I'm aware of, the way you get in is over the other side. I don't mean to be rude. I guess you could have. I apologize. Yeah. I've never tried doing that. Not here.
Well, where am I, really? It's 1241.
See a little car way out in the back. Could be this. I don't know.
Leading on the east side.
Yeah, he said to go on the east side.
East side.
I don't know which is east. I'm assuming...
This side. It's back. You're going the right direction.
I'm back this side?
Yes. This is the east side.
Oh, how you shade.
Good. Go for it. Pardon me.
It's
okay. It's been painted over, man. It's fine.
It's not really a parking spot.
That's okay.
That's not a parking spot. It's okay, man. We're not
fine, man. Everything's fine. It's brown.
It's brown brick. Dark brown brick.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't want bugs getting in the car. So roll your window up. We're going to turn off the thing and just sit outside.
Oh, no air blowing.
No, we're going to sit outside. Oh. He should be here in about 15 minutes anyway. So, Sam, did you tell the which Rodriguez boy did I park for?
The Bushmans?
Yeah. Apparently, we're going to zoom in.
We're going to what?
Zoom.
Zoom in?
Yes.
Oh.
Does President Blazer know this?
Well, okay. Ow. Ouch. Oh. Hey, Maddie. That's a nice tree.
Yeah.
Oh. And I should get... Oh, I can turn this off. Okay. Well, that was about it. It was fun. Du, du, du.